Today we celebrate Maundy Thursday, the night that Jesus and his disciples gathered together and celebrated Passover. It's interesting because on that night, it wasn't just a dinner together. At that dinner, Judas betrays Jesus. Judas tells Peter that he's going to deny him three times when Peter says, "I'll never, ever not be loyal to you." And where Jesus, after dinner, goes out to Gethsemane, prays till he sweats blood, and then is arrested. And then the night before his crucifixion. But the scriptures for Maundy Thursday read from the Gospel of John. Before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who is bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this Maundy Thursday, help us to not just sit at table and receive from you, but rather, Lord, help us to be with you and then become like you. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more I, think about, well, what's going to go on in the future? I guess as you get older, as I turn 70 this year, you think about, well, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? You know, for many people, they make their bucket lists. You know, their bucket lists, the places they want to go. The other day, I had a discussion with Sally about our bucket lists, and I said, what's on your bucket list? And she came back that what she wanted to do more than anything else was she wanted to go to Greece, and she wanted to go to Rome, and she wanted to go to Hawaii. And then she looked at me, and she said, what's on your bucket list? And I stopped, and I thought for a while, and the only things on my bucket list I really wanted, I really want one of those guys that are kind of like airmen that you see in front of sometimes used car dealerships where the air blows in them and the guy just kind of walks up in front and goes all around and it blows back and forth. I really want one of those. I've always wanted one of those. You know, I mean, I just kind of think that they're kind of funny. And I don't even know if you call them an airman. It just is what it is. It's kind of just, whoa. I want one of those, and I want a lift. You know the lifts that are on four wheels that just raise you up? It's almost like scaffolding on wheels. I've always wanted one of those. It's funny, after Sally had given me her bucket list and I gave my bucket list, there wasn't much discussion. Sally just looked at me and kind of shook her head as if, yeah, okay, what are you saying? You know, as I read the scriptures that we have for today, it's really kind of interesting because, in a way, Jesus is giving his final instructions to his disciples, to the people that he'd gotten closest to. I mean, he did have brothers and sisters that were biologically connected to him. They were all children of Mary. But his apostles, or his immediate 12 disciples, were the ones that he lived with, breathed with, sweat with, walked with for 3 years straight. Some of them, I believe, probably had been friends of his as he grew up. I believe that probably Peter, James, and John, he had grown up with because they'd been right in the village with him or a village around him and may have even been cousins to him. But he gives final instruction on what he wants to leave behind, because he knows at this point that he is going to be arrested. He knows at this point that he's going to be crucified. He knows he's going to die, but he also knows that he's going to be resurrected from the dead. He knows that because what did he do with Lazarus not too long before this? He raised Lazarus from the dead. So he knows that death does not have dominion over him, but rather that he's going to go through death, but it's never going to be his destination. You see, that's not faith alone. That's also knowing that God, who created us, will never leave us in a place of darkness that is separated from him. And so what does Jesus do at this point? He's modeled, he's lived out all the things that he believes, all the ways he's supposed to live. He's modeled and told and educated and re-educated, done remedial work with the people. And he says, I just want you to love one another. And so what I want to hand off to you is not my bucket list. In other words, these are the things I want to do before I go through death. These are the things I want before I go through death. He lays out a bucket list that rather is qualities that he wants to see handed off to his disciples so that they can become what they're called to be. That they too can be one with the Father because their quality, their essence, is that of the Father. He first models it in washing their feet, something a master really shouldn't have been doing. But nonetheless, the master that is truly Jesus, the leader that is Jesus, needs to get on his hands and knees because he wants them to be leaders in that fashion. He wants them to be brothers and sisters in that fashion. And then he says, love one another just as I have loved you. I guarantee they didn't understand fully what that meant yet. He had talked about death, but they didn't understand that in, really at this point, less than 24 hours, he'd be dead. And here, in these last moments of the last day of his life, he says, what I want for you more than anything else is not an airman, not to go to Greece or Rome. What I want for you is to love one another. To have your whole life summed up in love. You know, a lot of times I think we miss what love really is. A lot of times I think we think that love is, oh, I put up with other people. We tolerate would be the word. Love, I think, means, oh, I got to like them. I got to hang out with them. That's not what I believe Jesus meant when he says love one another. I think what he meant was to love the essence of what is within everyone else, which what is within the essence of everyone else, which is their true self, is that they were created in the image of God. You see, when you love another person, even if you don't really care for them very much, or quite frankly, have disdain for them, but when you love the essence of what part of God is in them, somehow you can look beyond all that other stuff that clouds out. I'll never forget when I was 16 years old, basically the night before my father died, of being with my father in the hospital. He was in New York City, he had cancer, he had melanoma, he was dying. I kept on thinking God was going to save him. I just believed it. God was going to save him. God was going to give him health. Somehow they'd find a miracle cure and my dad was going to live. But every day he got worse. And I remember the night before he died, I went in to see him. He wasn't very strong, but I'll never forget. He looked at me and he said, Jim, make sure you tar the roof of the back room, which is a flat roof over one section of our house. Make sure you tar that because I don't want that leaking in on you or your mother. I said, okay. And then he said to me, and Jim, I want you to go outside and turn the picnic table on its side. It's going to snow this year, and if you leave it where it's flat, when the snow sits on it, it's going to make the paint buckle up. And Jim, I know you. You aren't going to want to paint that thing. You'll have to sand it and scrape it in the spring if you leave it flat. But if you put it on its side, the snow will fall off it. And you might have to paint it, but you're not going to have to scrape and sand it. He gave me last-minute instructions, but to this day, well, really, 64 years later almost, or I take that back, 54 years later. 54 years later, I remember that my dad knew me well enough to know what I'd like and I'd dislike. He cared enough about me to have me not waste my time. And in his way, for a man who was dying, talking to a 16-year-old boy, he knew the way to love me by telling me to put the picnic table on its side. Do you have a bucket list, or do you have qualities you want to hand off to the people around you? This Maundy Thursday, I pray that you take a look at the qualities that you want to see in the people that you love. Model those for them. You all probably have more than 24 hours. But model them and give them away, and then pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to convey them on to the people around you. Because in that way, you become Jesus to them in a way that possibly they can really receive it easier than anyone else talking to them. And be joyful. There's nothing to be afraid of, not even death. It's just a door that we pass through, and a door that we use to enter into something even greater than what we have now. Trust, believe, laugh your tails off, and maybe every once in a while, just for my sake, dance like an airman. And remember, God is with you. Amen.